Gary, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Oh, pleasure, Tess.
So you've said that social media is taking the surprise out of the good old high school reunion. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, if you stop and think for a moment, we used to go to school reunions because it was the only way that we could easily catch up with our old school buddies. But reunions, have never been a simple case of catching up with long-lost classmates. There's always been these agendas. So, I'm going to digress from it. There has been agendas, hasn't there? I mean, you go to a end-of-year or high school reunion type of event, because you can't resist the temptation to find out which of your classmates had done well and who'd not. I mean, that's one of the agendas. We have a number of those. But these days, because of social media, before you actually get to a high school reunion, you know pretty much a lot about what's happened.
And so do you think that that is potentially a good thing even? You could use that as conversation starters. Oh, I saw you went on this wonderful trip to, well, I suppose no one's been on a trip this year, but before 2020.
I think you can use it that way. And the irony of this is that more and more people know about these reunions simply because they're on social media. So in one sense, they've supported it. But then people turn away because it used to be that the reunion was the only way you could find out about people. And, of course, now you know about them. I mean, you've raised a good point. They can be a great conversation starter. But as I've always thought, you know, one of the great things about going to a school reunion was the mystery. You'd get to find out about people. You'd have these agendas. That's why I started to talk about... these different agendas. Was it that you want to see who did the best in their career or not? Did you want to know who had aged well and who had not? Is it possible that you wanted to offer up a few apologies of your own to people or expect an apology from someone who bullied you? I mean, you had all these different agendas. Now these can be solved through contact via social media. And as I said, the irony of it all is that more and more people are aware of school reunions because we have social media.
So what about, I suppose, the people who are not on Facebook or are not heavily using social media? Where do they fit into this? I imagine it would still be fun for them.
Absolutely. And it's also, they bring the surprise element to a school reunion because there will always be people there that roll up at school reunions that are not on social media and will add that little bit of mystery to what actually happens or what's happened along the way. And you're always going to get those people there, so I guess that's a good thing. But it used to be we would rely mostly on good old-fashioned gossip, whispers, mudslinging, conjecture, just to keep up to date with the ups and downs of our classmates, as I said.
And so just before I do let you go, Gary, do you think that we're going to continue having high school reunions when I suppose it is easy enough to just go and go for a good old Facebook stalk to see what people are up to?
Exactly. Look, I think it is the case that we'll still have school reunions. And, you know, one of the reasons why is that the pandemic itself, while people have thought that the pandemic, is the reason for many school reunions to be cancelled, it'll also... work for school reunions, because what we know through periods of lockdown and so on is that we crave human contact. So we know that it's so different to meet someone in person and have a chat than it is, say, going online and seeing someone's pictures or comments on a social media platform. So I think they're going to be around for a while, but they might change and morph into these catch-ups where we do know people about them. But I think they're going to be around for a while, just perhaps in a different format, and maybe not as well as attended before, but they will be there because people want that contact.
Well, Gary, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, Tess.